we're here, finally back, after almost a month hiatus here, for a month break, not hiatus, we were taking a break, to do our Fave 5 of 2023. This year I do want to do something different and break it out into each having its own episode, so we'll probably record as much as we can this week, and if it's more than one section, cool, if not, no harm, no foul, it's just one section, we can just do the whole thing for Friday. When you guys are hear this, or if, but if we knock out all three of them, those are, that's 3 week buffer of already shows already out. And I want to release some stuff in, like the stuff that we're recording here, a smaller video content on the channel, if that makes sense. Like we can maybe make like a short of your individual top whatevers, like your Fave 5 for music or something, and I'll send you the video and you can upload that, you know, wherever, whatever. Same with Randall if he wants to be doing that. I don't know. It just gives more editing freedom, I guess, instead of just one whole long package. But the question I pose to you guys is, which one do you want to tackle first? Games, movies, or music? Or, I'm sorry, movies / TV shows, music, or just games?
Randall, which one are you most passionate about?
I'm indifferent. I'm about even across the board.
Okay. Do we want to just roll the dice?
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Well, let me go and spin the wheel. Wheel decide. Wheel decide. I hope that's not tied to anything malicious. Because I also champion it anytime someone can't make a decision. I'm like, this is spin the wheel.
I would be distraught. I would be devastated if I find out that they're selling fucking explosive weed.
Weed's legal in some country, in some places.
That's an explosive.
It can explode you into the clouds. Isn't that what you want?
That's it.
All right. Spinning it now. And music's first.
Oh, shit. I hate music.
That's what I hear. Every Friday when there's new music, you're like, nope, not even putting my headphones on. All right, then what we'll start with this week is our favorite albums and tracks and any other supplementary lists you guys have that you guys brought to the table. But mine is just my favorite albums and favorite tracks of 2023. And, I mean, we can also do some just talking about music overall over the year, like stuff that's released and are not on your list, but, you know, shout out to either way.
Okay.
It's just an episode of music, and then we'll cut to the next thing. I can start with... Oh, actually, that's a question. Do you guys want to do what, like, everybody's... Oh, I guess they're not ordered. I was going to say everybody do their number 5, and we'll work our way up.
You guys don't have yours ordered?
I personally ordered it. But I remember when I asked you guys to make the list, I told you guys don't worry about order if you don't want to. But if you guys if you guys do have it ordered, that's even... Okay, then we can do that.
I ordered mine 2 years in a row, so it's whatever, dude.
Okay. Randall, do you have yours ordered, or do you have a preference at all, or...?
No, I didn't order them.
Okay. Do you want to do it like everybody does one and re-rotate, or just everybody's in one go? As in, like, I do my 5, you do your 5, then Brian does her 5, or do you want to... We each do one all the way till we're done with our list?
I think maybe you should rotate.
Rotate? Okay.
As in, like, all 5, like, we each name keep doing that? Because they're both rotators.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, we say one, and then go down the list.
One at a time? Okay, so let's start with tracks first. I think that's a better start of our favorite tracks.
All of mine are tracks. I don't have albums.
Okay, and that's fine. We'll do tracks this way, and then me and Ryan will do the albums, and we'll swap, and we'll bounce back and forth. So for tracks, I'll start with my 5. We'll do Something Real by Post Malone. And then I'll probably... Go ahead.
It's your 5th one, you said?
That's number 5 for me, for a favorite track of the year. It's weird to do that. It's like, you know how many tracks come out in a year? And to have a Fave 5, that's crazy.
Yeah, from when I made this until now, every day I was like, but is it on there? And then I looked through my 2023, I'm like, yeah. And then the next day, I'm like... But
I did that for this list, for the track list, because I listened to an album and I'm like, okay, if if I do like it a lot, I'll end up with a lot of tracks on it. But in terms of tracks, like a single could come out in the year and I'm like, oh, this is it. And I'm like, I'm just this on repeat and stuff. Like Selecta was a huge one. I think Selecta came out before the album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like doing that. But then that album came out where Selecta was in it. And I'm like, that whole album is not, I cannot, like, I like Selecta and that other track, but the whole thing is not, it's not vibing with me. So yeah, Post Malone dropped, what is it? An album called Austin in 2023. Is that his real name?
I honestly don't know. Or I is think that his like... last name is Post.
Okay.
Now I'm curious, but keep going.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Austin because Lex is his name or he recorded it in Austin, Texas, or
his name is Austin Richard Post.
Okay. Cool. As for the track, there's some, it just, that track has a very catchy chorus to me, and it, in the chorus there's like this three hit, like huge bass hit, like it's like energetic bass. Yeah, it's like a three step and it keeps going, and it just his vocals in it, I don't know. There's something that's it vibes really well. And then near the end of the track there's a, he adds like choir. That is that, yeah, like church, like, you know, the choir that you get from like a church.
You can call it gang vocals if you want, because it applies to any. Yeah, so that's it's a term where, like, let's say in a chorus and you want to make it big, you can say it's a choir if it's actually a choir. But if you just mean like a bunch of voices behind it, you can say gang vocals.
No, this sounds like it's choir.
Okay, so you could say either one, but if you know specifically a choir, you can say that.
Okay, so yeah, the gang vocals they add near the end, it's just energy, dude. And he does a pretty good job with most of the album. It's like I'm alluding to my favorite five here. The album also has like serious, I guess, topics like his addiction with drinking. I don't know if drugs was a problem he had, but I know drinking was. Or is. I don't even know. So that's not my number five on there. Did he drop anything else after that? Nah.
Just that album.
Yeah. Brian or Randall, which one do you, who wants to go first for their number five?
I'm in diff.
Do you want me to spin the wheel on this too?
You just pick one and that's the order for the rest of it though.
All right. Well, I mean, we can go alphabetical. We go myself, Brian, and then Randall.
All right. My fifth song is Terrace Martin, Afraid featuring Malaya, but that's how it's pronounced.
Okay. Oh, I want to cut you off. Remember how you were playing the songs for me? What was it? Was it Friday night? No, might have been last week.
Like a Tuesday?
Was it a Tuesday? It was, because we were... Okay, yeah, it was Tuesday, because we were going to record, and then something came up, so then we just hung out in the Discord. But I do know Malaya, because there's a track that I do... Hold on, let me look it up. I did hear her before, because you showed me a song for her, and I'm like, why does that name sound familiar? Malaya... Is it Malaya or Malaika?
The one you're talking about, or the one I'm talking about?
The one you're talking about.
Malaya.
Gosh darn it. Let me go to my like songs.
Oh, super profanity.
For real. Blah. It's not coming up. Let's not. I have a track here that I have in my liked in my like songs, and she's featuring in it, I think. Or it might be her song. I don't remember. Anyway, go ahead, continue.
Terrace Martin is a name that I've heard a lot of times. I'm assuming he produces, because I don't think I've ever heard his voice. But I never, like, looked to find an album. Just a bunch of random songs throughout, like, the last maybe 3 or 4 years. I'm like, this shit slaps. I need to look more into him. Nothing ever happens. The next time I hear a project or a single, yo, that shit's crazy. So then this year happened to be a fucking year where he dropped 4 projects. And the first one I heard was Fine Tune, to which this is on there. And I don't know, it's very old time, like jazzy meets like modern day R&B,
mm-hmm.
but with a lot of more ambient or like abstract approaches to some of the songs. This being one of them is a song with no drums, but it still has the, like, a combination of those elements where it still feels old timey in the way that the song progresses, but then the singer and then what she's saying sounds like something you'd hear nowadays from R&B artists.
Oh, okay.
Very introspective song. It hits on all cylinders, in my opinion.
Big energy, or is, I mean, today R&B, but is it like big R&B baby making? Like, what's it called? Or is it like chill? I mean,
it's what I have in my playlist. It's what I call lights off. Is it maybe you have a Belle Bev DeVoe, or you have some kind of recreational on you, and then you're alone. You turn off your lights, and you just sit there. And...
Oh, okay. And vibe, and let the music carry you to your next destination.
Exactly. Whatever happens, happens.
Some man named Terrence is in your house now. Mm-hmm. That just happens. Gotcha.
Is he afraid though?
Tune in. Okay. Solid, solid. Just a note before we go around. Like, once we're done here, I send me the text version of them because I might see if I can edit, like, just in between the picks, a clip of the song so people can, you know, for the video content, be like, who, what is that? And then it'll be like a clip or a chorus or something. But remind me at the end of the recording that it is just so you guys can send me that those lists. Anyway, go ahead, Randall. You're number five. Or you said no order, but give us one of your five.
Well, since you already mentioned the album, Post Malone, Too Cool to Die is one of the songs that I picked.
Excellent choice. I like that song as well. You want to talk more about it, or you just want to run off your list?
Any number much to say about it. I think it's a really cool song. I like the beat a lot, and the lyrics are cool.
Okay.
Nice vibe. Nice for driving.
Is the lyrics Too Cool to Die?
No.
Oh. Because, you said it was cool. Don't worry about it. All right. You said you liked Too Cool to Die, and then you said it was cool, the lyrics. I had to explain it. I'm sorry. Anywho. We're back to me here. I was also going to mention there was also some, some singles that came out last year that didn't make it to an album. Let me double check which one it was. Or if it was, I guess it wasn't a single. It's just that. And you listen to like an entire album, and like one or two songs, you're like, okay, this is it. One that didn't make it on my fave five, but I'm telling you, it was every time it came up, it was me. It was head banging. I can't believe we're out here. Is Ellie Goulding's "By the End of the Night"? That
By the End of the Night.
Yeah, it's just high energy banger. It you can use that as a. I don't even know, like, you can think of, like, the classic 80s, maybe early 90s music video, and it fits right in. But that's not my number four. My number four is Paramore. Dropped a new album this year, and a bunch of nice tracks on there. But from there, You First is my favorite track on there. Yeah. Just in general, the album that he dropped this year is just... I don't know if back into with some tracks being high energy, like just like they used to, not as like high energy as Riot was back in the day, but solid tracks, writing's even better. The guitar, like, or I don't know, the strings I played on throughout the album is great. And same with this track. The sentiment on the track is everyone's an asshole or whatever. And if I forgot the rest of the chorus, but yeah, I forgot what it was. Sick
karma, and if it's gonna get all of us, it should get you first.
That's what it was. It was karma. I don't know if it was death or karma. I'm like, I don't think she went death. She didn't go that dark. It's like karma. Yeah, if karma comes back to haunt all of us, I hope it's you first, even though we're all bad guys, kind of situation. But it sounds great. Bam, 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 bam. It's nope. Yeah, we heard it. What frio are you drinking there? Oh, LaCroix. I thought you were gonna pull up like a Coors Light or some shit. It's bad? What flavor is that?
Peach pear.
Oh, you had me at peach, and then the pear, you lost me.
No, it tastes like, it doesn't taste like either one. It tastes like apple skin. Like, you only eat the skin of an apple.
What the hell?
10 out of 10.
All right, that's it for my number four. It's You First by Paramore. Brian, you're up.
Number four, it was a song that I heard early in the year, and I'm just like, this is the anthem for the year.
Uh-huh.
And then projects kept coming in and coming in. I'm like, yeah, these are hitting hard. But this one, it had to at least make it somehow. At first, it was the gatekeeper of the five. And I'm like, you know what? Nah. It's one of those songs, like the one before, but this one more so.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that when it plays, your mood changes to fit the song. As opposed to something that you're like in a good mood, and then you play it to supplement it.
That tells me what a good song is. Or good art, like in any sort of art form or whatever. Like if you watch a really good dramatic movie, you're going to be, you know, you're going to feel what it tells you to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas same with music. Like if the song is just high energy, easy to digest, you're going to feel high, you know? You're gonna easily digest the song, and you're gonna be like, "I'm pumped."
Yeah. It is feels. I might butcher how this is pronounced. Amilayemi. That's how it sounds like when he says it in the chorus.
That sounds like you're doing the. That sounds like you're doing the Layla thing again.
No, this is. It's not really dancehall, but it's like happy, like Caribbean style song. Hold on, I gotta see where he's from before I just lie to everybody directly.
Okay.
There's no fucking bio on Tidal.
Bio? Yeah. I don't have it installed anymore, so I have to look at.
Look him up. I'm talking. It's just happy fucking song. I don't know what he's saying for the most part. Nigerian.
There should be on the profile page like a three dot, like a more options logo on the right side of the artist page, right? And there.
Oh, I see it now.
And that should be like a view info or something.
Yeah, he's Nigerian.
So he double confirmed. Like the internet tells me. Tidal tells me.
Yeah, just in case.
Mm-hmm. There is fake news out there, so.
It's like, I don't know how you would, what genre you would say it is, but if you heard people like Wizkid or Fireboy DML, Davido, it's like poppy, like island dance music. At least this song is, and it's just a good time.
Okay.
It's short, but.
Like 2 minutes?
Just loop it. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 minutes, 48 seconds. It's a good time, 2 minutes and 48 seconds. If you're having a rough day, you're stuck in traffic, you're just driving, and you want something to vibe to, and this comes on, you're going to have a good time for 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
That's a good amount of time. I'm cool with songs under 3 minutes. It's when they get like under two and a half, maybe two under 2 minutes, or that's when I'm like, it might be too short, depending on the song, obviously. That'll dictate that for me. Okay. Randall, you're up.
Unavailable by DeVito and Sean Paul.
Oh, I haven't heard that. I'll check that out. Is it also like a dancehall thing? I mean, she says Sean Paul, and I don't mean to genre cast here, but that's kind of his wheelhouse.
I don't really know if it's a dancehall. I don't know exactly what dancehall is.
Like a, I would say, like a, would it be under reggae?
More like up-tempo kind of. No Letting Go by I think Wayne Wonder. No Letting Go. Uh-huh. Sounds like that's dancehall. Sean Paul, so like a.
We can't play clips on here, can we?
Nah. Because then that other stuff would be demonetized. That's why I have to like edit it separately. So the video itself that has the song will have it, and not the whole episode, right? Because if they even play, if a section of your video has it, they start flagging you.
Think older Sean Paul. If it sounds similar to those kind of vibes, like Get Busy or Temperature, you can probably classify it as dancehall.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. I'll have to check that song. I don't know who. I don't think I've heard that song, so when you send me that list, I'm going to listen to it. If you got nothing else, I'll go with my third one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Alrighty, for number three here, we have Today by Q. His artist name is just Q, but I want to go look for the vinyl, so he has a merch, he doesn't even have it printed on vinyl, the album he dropped this year, but I think it's Q Marsden. This is like handle everywhere. Something like that. It's just a dope track. Like the first minute or something, it's just mostly a cappella with some sort of light instruments in the background. Then once he says his first piece, I guess it's sort of like the hook and chorus in a way. Bad with like the terminology for music. The fucking drum, everything else kicks in. The rest of the instrumental kick in, and you're in the it's groovy. He gets your attention with, oh, he's saying some real shit, you know? And then when he was done with the real shit, he's like, let me hit you with some real feelings. And then he'll, boom, a bunch of groovy ass fucking instrumentals start playing, and you're like, what's happening? And then by the end, you know, you're like, oh, I want this to continue, and it's the song's over. That's my description of it. Again, today by Q. I'll see what I can do in post. Easy for me. Brian, you're up.
I had one of his songs on here and ended up not making the cut, unfortunately.
Oof. What bumped it?
I guess everything.
Oh, it was the Gatekeeper one. Okay.
Yeah.
Number five is a tough spot to hold. People are like, oh, I made it to number five, but
number six is like a 12-way tie.
Yeah, that's kind of why I started. That's why I opened. I started the episode saying if there's other stuff, we don't have to just strictly go in the order. If you want to just throw in some shout outs in between from other tracks that made it or albums or whatever topic we're on, because there's a lot, especially for just tracks. You know how many tracks I listen to throughout the year, and then tracks that made it to my like songs, track that survived throughout the year on the like songs, and then the core. Hey, this is 2023. It's a weird, saying it out loud sounds like a weird process, but it happens a little bit throughout the year.
Bit by bit.
Yeah.
I mean, this year, out of most years, it was the least amount of cutting. Most of the albums that I found, I ended up liking what I liked and stuck to them.
Okay.
This was interesting. About 335 songs.
Yeah, you have way more than I do on my like songs for the year.
Number three, Steven Sanchez. Ooh. Be More.
Ooh.
I mean, as people know who've watched this and how often I mention fucking Frank Ocean or Omar Apollo or Billie Eilish or whatever, things they hit. I mean, if you can make, what's more, I guess, universal than someone just going off bluesy, I think. I think more often than not, a song, like a more melancholic song is more universal than like a, 'cause I'm happy. It's a good song, but not everybody's like that.
And it's also clean. Like, I don't think a lot of the songs on the album itself don't have expletives. So, like, a well-sounding, well-written, well-performed song, and it's clean. Like,
mm-hmm. And, I mean, for the most part, it's like a timepiece song. It's like an homage to, like, not really 60s? Big bandy, but, like, 60s, early 70s blues at the time. Back then, it's kind of considered country to an extent. But just this guy's younger than me. I think he's like 21. And to hear his voice hit in that and very big dynamic range. I guess he starts with like lower tone singing. When he starts building up into the choruses, that man's belching.
Yep.
And it sounds lovely. Great oomph song.
I forgot what I was going to say about him. Oh, well. Excuse me. Yeah, I was going to say he has pipes. But something else according to that. Why am I gassy now? Okay.
Gassed up.
For real. Excellent pick. Randall.
Sorry.
What? Oh, he's eating. Okay. I'm like, does he need help? Just yell.
Carpenter by Vagabond.
I haven't heard that either. Carpenter. I don't know, scale from 1 to 10, Randall. How accurate was that?
Pretty close.
That was not an option. From 1 to 10.
A 5?
That's not close
at all. That's halfway there.
That's not crazy. That's optimistic view right there.
I did the exact part and everything.
That's fantastic. All right. I'm not going to ask you more questions of you, Sweden. I'll go do number two then on my end. Making the Bed by Olivia Rodrigo from her album Guts. Love the build up. Her performance has been pretty consistent since Sour. She, what is it? What's the term? She knows how to perform and like act out the part. Granted, I'm not saying she's acting the part. I'm sure there's actual feelings there as she's projecting the voice and stuff. It just sounds authentic. And she's been consistent with that. And Making the Bed is just, I mean, easy to relate to. You're in the situation you're in because yourself, right? And that's kind of like the topic of the track. That's all I got. That's a sick track.
Another album, they had a song on here that got cut. Is that album?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to spoil the album's one, but I mean, she's in that list, right? So, like, stuff where I'm like, I know she's going to be on my Fave Five albums list. I can cut some tracks that are, you know, that I know I really liked, but it's going to get its due on the next list. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Which one is two?
This is number two, yeah.
Number two, people who know that I can't say enough about this lady singer, but whenever I hear Hello Love come on by Jessie Ware, that's another one.
Oh, okay.
That, Jessie Ware. In my head, I picture a wedding.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know how I have a whole playlist of motorcycle music with that one scene?
Mm-hmm.
This is like a rom-com montage of a wedding.
Okay. I can see that.
When I hear this song.
Rom-com montage. Got it.
Yeah.
Try to say that five times fast.
Really
good. That was excellent. The timing. You should be on Awesome Games on Quick.
And that might be.
And just yell time after you did that fucking noise. And people can be like, just go fucking crazy.
It's another one where you hear it and it melts your day. It's a hopeful song. It's not overly hopeful to the extent of not being relatable. It just hits and it sounds authentic because if you follow her music, you kind of hear, not hear her growing up, but you hear her story.
You follow her. Gotcha. I know what you mean.
Yeah, you follow like her journey, I guess, and to hear something like this, it's a lovely song.
I'm with you on that. That's one of the things I have to shout out for the album's one. It was a great album, but it didn't reach my fave five for some reason. I thought you were gonna, for Jessie Ware, I thought you were gonna pick like Pearls or something because it's so upbeat and like shake
that. I like that song. Yeah. But Hello Love. I made sure to only pick one per artist. I wanted to limit it in that sense.
Otherwise, it'd just be stacked with one person for tracks.
Actually, not stacked, but there might have been some repeats.
Oh, artists. Okay.
With her, Hello Love like blows everything out of the water. And then she had Lightning as well. It's really good. Pearls is a good song. There's another one I'm missing, but I forgot.
Yeah. Oh, Two Lips. It's very sexual. It's a very sensual slash sexual. Or These Lips. Yeah. Also very sensual, sexual song, but it slaps. Randall, you're up for number two. Unless Brian, you have... Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, finished.
You're up, Randall.
Finished?
Yeah, you... Yeah.
Okay. One in the Chamber by Pizza Hotline.
That's... when you said One in the Chamber, I'm like, he's going to say, like, some crazy name, like a Nas or something. You said Pizza Club?
Hotline.
Pizza Hotline.
I'll have to check that out. That sounds like something Brian would have just checked out for shits and giggles because of the name. Pizza Hotline. Is this the first time you've heard of them? Or like what's some?
It's a synthwave drum and bass.
Oh, okay. For
driving or doing art.
I was going to say, so you listen to it while you're doing 97 miles an hour? On a background. I'll check it. So that's high energy then. That has to be.
It's more mellow. I wouldn't say high energy.
You said
it actually sounds more like lounge music, but it's not like slow, but it's mellow.
Oh, okay. Because you said drum and bass, so I'm like,
yeah,
drum and bass is usually fast, isn't it? Or am I confusing genres?
Subgenres. Oh, okay. It's different like subgenres than drum and bass.
Okay. All right, and then we're here, number one track. Personally, I forgot to put that statement up front. We don't listen to everything, unfortunately. So our list is going to be different than yours. Yep, Brian,
you heard everything.
Oh, shit, my fault. What's our chances against Thanos?
I beat him.
Oh, that's not a number. these are our personal five, obviously. And that's it. That's for the, what's it called? Take it with a grain of salt. And if you don't like our choices, comment below and we'll pretend we'll talk about it, you know? Anyway, number one, which I think is Song of the Year, objectively. Like, I'll fight for you guys. If your number one is not this number one, I need to know why. Okay? And that's easily Back on 74 by Jungle.
That's it. That's when I got cut.
Get the fuck out. It got cut?
So much. A lot of that album got cut.
That's crazy.
But I love the album, though.
That shit is insane. This is the year I was introduced to Jungle. I didn't know they were a band before, and that happened to be because of the music videos. Usually me and Janana would be just hanging out on the weekend and going through music videos. And one night, it was, I think it was back on 74, that started off the binge. And then we realized that the whole project was like one full long, like, dance music video stuff. And when this song came on, it was like, what is going on? It sounds so groovy. Everything about it is like, I don't want it to stop. Every time it stops, I'm like, do I repeat this again? And then watching like the music video slash project of the dancers doing the choreography for the song, I'm like, this is just, people were eating left and right.
Sounds like 70s drug music.
Like, if you listen to it, it's I don't know how to describe it. It's just,
it's like doing a line off of a friend's hand and then high-fiving.
And how, it is so smooth. It's you when you watch the people, the performers dancing, like,
I haven't seen any of the videos.
Well, I guess I do the link of the whole project, but you can watch it. It's on a track-by-track basis, so, like, different things. They have different performances for each track. But it is just dope. It's my personal favorite of the year. That song could easily change the mood. I could literally just be salty at Diablo or something, like, dying for some dumb shit. And then this song plays, I'm like, fuck, I ain't stressing. It is just such a repeatable song. That's an easy on-loop song for me. Brian, you're up. That's all I have to say about
The known loophole of these of the years, especially songs, is if there were singles the year before and they come out on an album the year after, it counts.
Yes.
So
what did I miss?
Two
did
times
I miss
in one? A row, my favorite song of the year 2 years ago and is for Duist, Same Room.
That's what it was. Okay. I remember you told me about it. Like, I think you told me about the loophole. But that's technically valid. Like, if you release a project the next year and it has that track was released again. And
I'm actually surprised by you with that, but I'll finish talking about this one first.
Okay, go ahead. Because I when you said that, I'm like, I think I might have forgotten a track.
You definitely forgot one.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, que cabrón.
Que cabrón.
I don't know how I found him last year, this guy. Maybe at the time. Tidal was just, I think it was Tidal or back maybe on Spotify days. He just recommended it to me. And I'm like, yo, this is like ambient experimental, but still R&B kind of music. Then he dropped one project. Then after that, he dropped singles for this project that dropped this year. And Same Room is one of those where it's a lights off playlist for sure. And I don't even know how to explain it besides it's very... I don't know how to explain it, to be honest with you. It's like R&B, but it's in space. That's what it sounds like.
Okay. I mean, that's...
It's very easy to get lost in the song. Another introspective song.
It doesn't have to be technical explanations here. Like, I'm not expecting, you know, five-page essay with, like, musical terms. If you have to describe it, hey, it's R&B in space, that makes sense to me.
For the most part. And what's interesting is, like, for the artists where they like to have... They have to optimize their art. It has to be this good, or someone makes a movie, this shot has to be perfect or whatever. The mix on it, like in a technical aspect, it's not the greatest mix I've ever heard before. He starts doing stuff that I'm assumed it was designed with Atmos in mind, where you hear him talking over himself, and in Atmos it probably sounds better. It can get distracting a bit, but it goes to show the content over, like, the quality of the content matters more than just the, like, it being optimal, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And this is one of those songs that two years in a row, every song of the year.
And we have a loophole, and then, you know, then use it, right?
But you, I'm surprised Provenza isn't on yours.
That's because her whole ass album is on my Fave 5. I yeah, like, she was gonna make the Fave 5 for the track, but I'm like, I'm already giving her props somewhere else. I mean, spoilers for when we get to the albums, but
she got a lot cut for me for favorite tracks. But shout out to Carol.
Yeah, we got it. I mean, with two projects dropped in the year, one longer than the other, obviously, but she dropped two, with each of them having some pretty good bangers on them.
I enjoyed both to an extent.
Yeah, that's another thing I forgot to add. Anyway. I think, randomly, this is your number. This is it. I mean, you don't have them in order, but this is your last one. What's your...
Rubbing in your face.
Your track. Yeah, I'm not trying to...
He's the only guy not having order.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your song?
It's Am I Dreaming by Metro Boomin.
I must have heard this. Am I Dreaming? Is this from the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that I switched to YouTube Music, I'm actually probably allowed to listen to that fucking album. His title, every time I hit play on the Spider-Verse thing, it just says error. I could never listen to that album.
They might have re-released the project somewhere else, and you still have like the old one liked or whatever. That's happened to me before.
I haven't liked it. I would manually search like in different months, maybe multiple times the same day, on Wi-Fi, on data. It would not let me listen to it.
What the heck? Well, I mean, you're moving now.
That just means I'm miles, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
I'm the glitch.
That's insane. Maybe it was like a cash issue. Like, you heard it before.
Card me broke.
Yeah, that's what it is. You got me. I'm like, what? A cachet. Anywho. Okay. We got some solid lists. Okay, I was afraid we were going to have a lot of like the same overlap ones. But I think in the movie...
Two honorable mentions, if that's okay.
Yes, yeah, fantastic. As long as it's music and you don't hit me with like... Yeah, so I love Tekken 7, right? Like...
Pistols on Your Album Cover by Nas.
Oh, okay.
And How Long by Ellie Goulding.
It's tough. How Long by Tav... You sure it's Ellie Goulding?
Yeah.
Because there's another one by Tove Lo that's called How Long. And it's from the Euphoria soundtrack. And that...
I double check right now, but I'm pretty sure it's her.
Okay.
Right now.
No. Because from the song, the track I'm listening to, I'm like, Randall would like this. So... I've never heard it. Okay.
Oh yeah, it's her. It's
Ellie Goulding. Oh, okay. Then I'll have to check this one out.
How long?
Maybe it's part of the same album, and I just did not connect with me. Is the album picture and it was like her like water or some shit was like laying on her back?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah,
that's she's laying this way. Her head's in the bottom of the
bottom right.
Bottom right.
Yeah. Okay. Same album then. Yeah. Okay. So I don't know why I don't remember that track. That's the same track that has by the End of the Night and Cure for Love. I think it was Temptations. Another one on that album. Okay, I have to re-listen to it then. Okay, sick. The list I think where I'm worried about that we're gonna have a lot of overlap is movies. I don't know why.
I've only seen maybe 7 movies.
That's why I'm like I think my list and Brian's list are gonna be overlapping a lot.
I doubt it.
Anyway, but that's for a different episode. We're talking music here. But also, thank you for reminding me. Shout out to I know Brian, you don't listen to Nas anymore that like that anymore. Marvin, what is it? Marvin something Johnson on. That on the latest that track when it comes on and I'm working out, I'm like, I wish this weight picked up arms so I could fight the weights, right? The again, same with like the Something Real that I mentioned earlier for Post Malone, like the 3 heavy hits. Mm-hmm. This one's a better sounding bass hit on this track, and it's just every time I'm like, God, I can imagine, you know what I'm saying? Like it hits heavy, high energy. He's out there killing that track. So shout out to that track,
Post Malone. Was another person that had a song on here and it got cut.
Which one did you end up on now? Which one did you pick? Chemical?
Hold My Breath.
Oh, Hold My Breath was good.
That's another one that it hits. When it hits, man.
Mm-hmm. It's like hit. How am I supposed to hit? I need to go look up that video again.
I'm supposed to hit every time I try to hit, I get hit.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Damn, I'm looking through my list again. I'm like, Diablo. There's only 5 fucking slots some of these albums did not make it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this.
A lot of these songs on said albums didn't make it. That's
yeah, crazy. Same. There's like Q's album didn't make Faye 5, and I thought it was.
And Joe's album didn't make mine, but it was tied for, it's in 6th place.
Gotcha. Joseph. Mm-hmm.
It's like right there.
Then let's move on ahead to our favorite 5 albums of 2023. Do I have shout outs before I start, you know, doing my thing here? Let me do my album here.
You going to do shout outs for albums before your list, or you can do it after?
As I wanted to sprinkle something in now before I do number 5, right? And I already have one to talk. I already have one to talk about. Laufey? I don't know how to pronounce her name.
Laufey, I think.
Laufey? Sorry if I butchered that. awesome. I didn't know about her until this year because her album Bewitched dropped, and from start to finish, it's just, it's one of those albums you get as vinyl and you let it play in your house because it's just chill. Her voice is fantastic. The instrumental is calm. Most of it is. I think there's one or two tracks that's a little more upbeat, but it's just a soothing album. But again, that's not my number five. We're going to go opposite with number five here. From soothing Laufey to just high energy Channel Tres. Channel Tres? Doesn't matter. It does matter. Sorry, I apologize. Real Cultural Shit is the name of the album. It's like six tracks. This is like six tracks, or am I bugging out here? Five tracks. All not, like party bangers, bro. Easily. Yeah, that for and it's one of those like quality over quantity things. There's just five tracks, and any one of those you could put on, and the energy's there, dude. I'm all about it. He had quite the year because he's also featured in Jungle's project as well.
He might have even been in Austin Mills' album too.
He's been in a lot of places. I think he was in. He definitely showed up in. Who did I just finish saying? Jungle's project, but he was also somewhere else. I forgot where.
Jungle's project.
What? He was also on Jungle's Project. Yeah, on top of Jungle's Project, he was on Jungle's Project. There's something else, too, he was in that I forgot, my fault. But that's me. Number five, Real Culture Shit, Channel Tres. Brian.
I got a shout-out. Unfortunately, it's a little too short for me to justify it being on here against the other heavy hitters. I'm hearing the name of the project, so I'm scrolling frantically.
Okay.
Live For Me, Omar Apollo, 4 for 4. I liked all of them. Great album. Ice Slippin' didn't make the list of favorite tracks, but that shit slaps.
I mean, Ice Slippin' is,
that shit hits.
I don't want to say this. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from Omar Apollo. It is a Frank Ocean song performed by Omar Apollo, and that's I know that might be hot take or whatever, but that's who throughout that track. I'm like, it's Frank that I'm listening to right now.
That whole project, I'm like, this scratches your Frank Ocean itch
easily,
in a good in the nicest ways possible.
Yeah,
not many artists do that, but he hits it. When he hits, it hits, man.
That's gonna be the motto for Brian today. If it hits, it hits.
If it hits, it hits. So number five for me though, S.G. Lewis, Audio Lust and Higher Love.
Oh, okay. That's with Fever Dreamer in it, and
yes, sir.
The other one. Fever Dreamer is a bit my highlight for that.
So many of them. I mean, it's 15 songs. I think I hearted over half of them, but the ones that I hearted, let me tell you, when it hits, it hits.
It hits. When it hits, it hits.
Another artist that got cut from favorite tracks, I'm like, there's no way this doesn't make the albums at least.
Yeah.
Plain Sailing on there. Lifetime is another like rom-com wedding montage.
Oh, okay.
8-minute long Epiphany, Fever Dreamer. Slash, I love Charlotte Day Wilson's voice. Even the ones just by himself. Oh, Laura. It's just a good time. Just a good fucking time.
Okay. I'm with you on that. Randall? Oh, I'm sorry. He mentioned he didn't put albums. My fault. Mm-hmm. Then we can go back and forth on this, bro. For number four for albums here, I got Austin by Post Malone. Not that I was surprised, just that most of the times when he would drop projects, I liked a couple or, you know, like the singles that he dropped previously or whatever, like hit, you know, top 40, whatever, because they're, I mean, he knows how to make hits. So, like the hits I always connect with, but not a lot of like the extra stuff. This one, I think it's his first project where I'm like listening through most of it. I'm like, okay, I mess with most of this. Yeah, I think it's consistent. There's stuff where he's pretty much flexing, not flexing. He's showing his range because there's some stuff that's just not hip hop on there or whatever, or not pop, and it's just him with the guitar. Like Laugh It Off is mostly the ending track is like mostly just guitar and him singing until the end where it gets just super rock for like the finale. And I'm like, oh shit, it's super. I don't know. I think he did a good job with it, and it's definitely my four because a lot of the tracks are on there on some of my favorite tracks, or they made it to the like the like songs. And they're on shuffle throughout the year. So what about you, Ryan? Number four.
Number four, Terrace Martin Finetune.
Ooh.
Like I said, he dropped multiple projects. Good runner-up mention to the one he had with James Fauntleroy. I think it's called Nova. Like that one, but Finetune scratched a different fucking itch for last year. Like I said, I love R&B even more so now. Like throughout the years, I used to be more heavy rap, Pusha T almost every day. Ooh. Now it's every other day, and I'm just listening to some fucking R&B and sprinkling some jazz, and this scratched the itch. It meshed them, the two things, well. Not to say that they're not to say it's like uncommon for this to happen, but new age, I like old and new, and like a nice fusion in the middle, and this scratched that kind of itch. The thing too, I'm not, when it comes to music theory or things of that nature, I don't have the best of ear. I know basic music theory, but even then, there's technical parts of these songs that you can appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Just from performance alone, sometimes like the vocal risks that they go into, like James Fauntleroy, again, shout out to him, great fucking singer. The way he'll do his cadence, so he's like right in the beat, and then there's like triplets while singing, things like that. Just chef's kiss.
Okay. Quick question though: is yesterday's price today's price?
Yesterday's price is not today's price. Actually,
thank you. I get.
You wanna see a dead body?
Yeah. That came on randomly on shuffle, and I'm like, goodness. And it's such an alarming track. I forgot what it was called.
Diet Coke? No.
No, not the Kendrick one.
Nostalgia.
Nostalgia, that's what it was. Nostalgia. Nostalgia. Nostalgia, yeah. That, it, I think it starts off with that siren sound, the bing, and then kicks in, and then the bass hits, right? I'm pretty sure it starts with that loud, and that, you're like, what the hell is this? And then he just, by the time you realize what it is, you've already been hit by two people with bars. And you're like, I don't know what's going on. That's a shout out to a classic track. If you haven't heard of that track, you need to.
I mean, anytime I hear How You Feel, you'll feel all right. It's a mix up, because I know Tyler, the Creator, used that same thing on one of his songs to start it. And I know Pusha T did. So when I hear How Y'all Feel, you'll feel all right. And I hear the most disgusting fucking beat after.
Yeah.
I know that I'm so bossy. Bitch, get off me.
Get off me.
It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys.
That's true.
Randall, tell him.
You know what else started coming up too? And I, because on shuffle you get to go through, you get to time travel with shuffle. If you like keep track of what you liked, you know, put in your library and just hit shuffle on all your songs, you get to time travel. Tracks from Cruel Summer came on, and I'm like, what happened to this era? Where it's like seven people in one track and everybody's delivering bars, right? They're like, everyone knew the assignment. It's like two, you know, three, four people in one track, and they're just hitting you with energy, right? I'm like, what happened?
Maybe now that I have YouTube Music, I might find it, be able to add it. Christian Dior Denim Flow, not on streaming services. Why?
That's true. I know Christmas in Harlem is. But you're right, some of the stuff got removed. I don't know. That is a good choice.
I was one of the 17 people in one song, fucking songs.
That's, yeah, dude. It was, back in those days, it was like, yo, let's hop on it. I remember it. I think, I don't know if DJ Khaled started it, but when DJ Khaled was out there literally featuring 17 different people on his tracks, that was an era. It was like a group of, it was a group warfare. We had, what, the Young Money versus, who know, like, everyone had their clicks, and they would drop, like, remixes with four people on it. Him. I know, I'm not trying to give it to him.
Touch It remix?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Touch It, Bring It, yeah.
X is the monster. Shit. Turn it up. Everyone's yelling.
Yeah, back, that's when hip-hop was, like, literally hype, because it was everyone just yelling, saying their bar. It was aggression, bro. Now we get a mix of it. Like, you get one or two tracks that are, like, aggressive, like the Marvin Magic Jocks, the Nas track we mentioned, like that Magic to me, Jones. Yeah, like I'd love to have heard multiple people on that instrumental, just coming in with high energy. But you know, it'd be like that. All right, number three, "Mañana Será Bonito" by Karol G. That was
Karol G.
Yeah, I doubt she co-signed that, but. So you're like, ¿qué? Mira, cabrón. And then, she's Puerto Rican or no?
No, she's Colombian.
Oh, I fucked that up. My fault. Yeah, to me is a great project. It had range. I think it's called Gucci Los Paños, and she's like here hitting some ballad, like Mexican ballad, if you would call it that. Killed it. The reggaeton tracks on there killed it. Some, I don't know if it's experimental, but like the Provenza song. What would you consider that? Just pop?
It's like,
It's chill. Like it's not.
it's like a papel. I
Sort of.
don't know. Like it's still dance, but it's like a fresh take on it.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it was just a lot of good tracks on there. A lot of them I connected with. It was just killing it. It sounded fantastic. So that was a good body of work for my POV.
He gave me a good range.
Definitely agree. All right, Brian. Here's one of your number three.
For that album, shout out to, I forget if it's pronounced Obi or Ovi on the drums. I mean, production wise, a lot of those songs went off.
And all the ones that said, I'll be on the drums. I already had it in my life.
You said it wrong.
Oh, my fault. Go for it.
On the drums.
Oh, I didn't know it was
Like seven
elongated.
asses.
I didn't even
Go
notice it.
listen again. Watch.
I believe you. It'll come up randomly because I hit that.
On both projects too, because I think he did S91 on the second project, and it's her rapping. I'm like, this shit goes off.
And now that you bring it up, she does have two projects, and I think they were recorded in the same near the same time. Like you mentioned, "I'll Be on the Drums" is oh, sorry, "On the Drums" is on there for quite on both tracks, and he did a lot of work on a lot of it. So,
I think what they probably did is they just recorded in bulk, and whatever didn't fit the original album, she kind of just made like a kind of like what Drake did, because there's a second version of the dog one.
yeah, and he actually has some like two tracks on there that's really good. The one about the brother one, I liked it
I
a
didn't
lot.
listen to it.
Oh, "Evil Ways" and. Damn it, the other one's something about my let me talk about my brother though, or something like that. And it's just him pop like if it was a time and place track. But it was just him getting sentimental, I guess, with his I don't know if it's his actual his bros.
There's some so I didn't care for the album itself, but there's some songs on there that got cut.
Which ones?
What's it called? Used to be a Smarty. What is it?
Oh, all
The
park
fucking
all the parties with
the
Chief
Salsa,
Keef.
All the Parties,
Yes,
and then
slaps, dude.
I Remember
Oh, I remember it was fun.
with JC, three different JC's. I like that song.
You didn't like okay, what was the other one? Let me look it up real quick.
You one of the members. I like that too.
And you
The
like
Don't Party
8
Next Door.
a No, and you like 8 a.m. in Charlotte.
Yeah, that as well. Members Only. The ones I said, what you said, and Members Only, I think, are the ones that I end up like.
Yeah, shout out to some of those tracks. He did drop some good tracks on there. That's kind of
He
my
does.
thing with Drake. Like, if he, I have too much to say. When Drake drops an album, I wish there was somebody beforehand that can just do some cutting. Like, sometimes he'll have to drop some really good tracks on there, but it's surrounded by like, okay, whatevs, right? If you compiled, like, hold on to those really good ones and drop like an 8-track hit, project with just full of bangers, like 8 a.m. Charlotte or. First person shooter or just consistent or evil ways where he's just barring up the world. That'd be dope. But it's kind of like since he's pop, there's a bit of everything for everyone, right? There's the catchy pop songs, there's like the 8 a.m. in Charlotte, that's not a radio song, unfortunately.
I remember.
And then you have like first person shooter, which is a radio song. Because the what? What were we talking
What's the
about?
number were you on?
I just finished talking about number three, which was Karol G's album.
Carriage?
Yeah, Karol G.
All right, so my number three, she didn't make the favorite tracks. She got cut. But as an album, I fucking loved it. It was Laufey, Bewitched.
Nice.
I mean, that's another thing. Oldie but new, and you combine it. She's not really jazz. And what's funny is
It's
on my
not.
replays of the album, no, it doesn't really fit as jazz, but it doesn't really fit as anything else.
I thought it would be like jazz, but under the lounge, like
It
California.
so she has bossa nova in there. She has like big bandy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
She has some things that have jazz elements, but at least me, I don't really consider it to just be jazz. And most of the times I'm listening to it over again, I'm like, is it jazz?
Yeah.
I'm more concerned with what the hell am I listening to.
Is this
And
jazz?
what's funny is I had a coworker look her up, Mm-hmm. And one of the first videos is Laufey Jazz.
Yeah, dude. Like, I just imagine you're like trying to order something, like, and you have like your headphones on, and you just have, yeah, sir, may I help you? Is this jazz? And you just hand them. Yeah, is this jazz? And you're like, okay. That's an epic. That album, yeah, from beginning to end is just a nice fucking journey.
I love it. It's another timepiece album, like an era, and she knocked it out the park. There's a lot of songs with oomph, which is what I like.
Let me look at
even
it.
Even though it's old timey, it's inspired by that, and it kind of sonically sounds like that, it still feels modern or current by, I guess, the way the words she chooses. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it's elegant. Like, her writing is just, it fits the sound that you're listening to. And it's like, oh my god, you're absolutely mm-hmm. like, it's, you're teleported through time. Like, oh, well, this said. Is, yeah. The two that that definitely ended up on my library is Bewitched, obviously the title track of the album, and Promise. And I'm like, those two things are just hitting.
Only two songs didn't get hearted by me.
Damn, you did the inverse. I only hearted two, and you did not highlight two.
Bro, this shit hit different. Ooh. The standout one's the second best. From the stars, I think it's the Bossa Nova one. Fucking Lovesick. I'm just gonna name most of these, but them shit, when it hits, bro. That's all I gotta say. Okay. I don't know if I've heard of her before. What's funny is that she was in Steven Sanchez's album, which yes. is one of the songs that you said you didn't care. You just wanted him again.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, let me check it out. And I clicked on her album. She had one that year, and I'm like, yeah, well, this is crazy.
I forgot how she came into. I don't know how her project landed on my desk. Right.
I think I put it in.
Is that what happened? I think. That might have been it. Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
Got a sound. Yeah, I guess you could say I love to Laufey.
So it's pronounced Laufey.
Either Laufey or Lauf. It's Loki's mom in God of War. The way that that's pronounced.
Oh my god, what's his name? I don't remember his mom's name. I gotta replay
it. Her name.
Is it really? Holy my god. Because they always mentioned her by mom. I don't remember the cutscene when she was shown. Spoilers for Ragnarok.
Spelled the same way.
Okay. Then I'd have to replay it or watch that cutscene again, because I don't recall them saying the name. I've always seen your mother or mom.
Your mother.
Your mother.
Skyrim, I think.
That might be it, yeah. There was a lot of arrows involved. Okay. Number two. I mean, it's going to come to no surprise. My next two, if they weren't these two, you can say I'm a replicant. Number two is easily Steven Sanchez's Angel Face. Brian mentioned it before. We've talked ad nauseum already in this one episode of how great it is. It is definitely a timepiece. It sounds like a 60s blues, whatever. He nails it, period. From beginning to end, he has like one or two features, Laufey being one of them on one of the tracks, and then the rest is just him making this sound as authentic as it did back in the day, right? I love it. Go for it, Brian, when you're done LaCroixing it up.
My number two didn't have any albums on my favorite tracks, but as a whole, this album fucking goes crazy, and it's Q, Soul Present.
Nice. Damn.
This
yeah.
shit is literally an experience from beginning to end. I mean, at this point, let me see. I think all these albums are, but I think when it got to Laufey and up, it's like one click. You hit play and then you transport and then it ends. Kind of like Tame Impala's last album.
That's kind of how I was sorting out the albums. Like, the whole thing needs to be good. Like, I don't want to put my favorite album on here and I like two tracks, right? Like the albums that has a lot of likes for me are the ones that are gonna make it up there.
Mm-hmm. This one only two that I didn't heart. Just the intro song and then Not Alone. The rest each song, I still get excited when it comes on when I shuffle my 2023 playlist.
Yeah.
These songs hit. My favorite song that got cut was Incapable Heart. Oof. It goes crazy. Stereo Driver right there underneath. I love Baby Rose by herself. So they put her on this song, Understand.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds old and young at the same time, and it sounds very unique. But I never thought that her with someone else would have sounded so good.
Okay.
And I think them two nailed it. But yeah, it just feels like a cohesive album that from beginning to end, there's no reason to skip anything, in my opinion. Even the songs I didn't heart, they were still solid.
I agree completely with that.
It's like a... I get Rick James meets Childish Gambino vibes from throughout this thing.
Oh, okay. I can see that. He also dropped like a 3-track EP as well, and all of them were
forgot to listen to that.
Those are all solid tracks as well, in my opinion. All right. And we're here. Number one. I mentioned her before. It seems like there's going to be a back and forth each year. It all started with The Weeknd. And then the next year it was Billie Eilish. And then The Weeknd the following year. Billie Eilish didn't make it the next year after that, so she lost her tag team partner there. But who stepped in was Olivia Rodrigo with Sour. Then the year after that, I mean, you guys can watch that episode, Don FM with Mr. The Weeknd. And now he tagged back in Olivia Rodrigo with Guts. Easily. This is one of them that, like, on first listen, I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine. I didn't grow any attachment to it because it was the first listen, but I'm like, I kind of like Sour more because, again, I've heard it's... How much time have you heard this album? And I've heard Sour a lot before Guts came out. The year goes on. More and more tracks keep getting added on here. I'm like, okay, you know what? No, the Guts is actually slapping. More aggressive than Sour, I think. Especially instrumental. Like, Bad Idea, right? The instrumental for that is just... It's energy, dude. I'm like, the topic is like, should we hang out with your ex-boyfriend? And obviously, no, right? Like, the writing, I'm like, I don't want to hear her say that. It's just the instrumental. It's so good. I just want to keep hearing it. And there's so much high energy. Same with, like, I think the album opens with All American Bitch or something. And that's also high energy. Like, the instrumental is getting more rock, but she's still keeping her range of voice, range of performance. Like, it's still... her acting out the really somber ones that's just piano in the background. Like, you still have that stuff from Sour, but now she's like, there's more higher energy stuff in here, and I'm like, I'm digging. And that's my number one. Brian.
She had songs that got cut, and this album got cut for me.
Damn, the whole ass album?
23 I didn't heart.
That's fair.
I mean, my standout song is The Grudge, I think, by far.
Oof, and mine fluctuated all over the place because, again, some of the songs are like, they're so good they make you feel away. And I said, like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Instrumentals, that's especially.
The Grudge, it's a simple but crazy way to end the chorus.
Mm-hmm. The Grudge is the one, you need to be strong to forgive, but I don't feel strong mm-hmm. right now or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes strength to forgive, and I don't feel strong. I think that's what it is.
That shit was like, yeah, the song I'll never heard is Vampire because... That chorus, I'm sorry, but you lost me on that shit.
Oh my god, I like that.
When that dropped, I'm like, oh shit. And then the chorus, the verse, I'm like, another one. And then the chorus, I'm like, I don't want to hear this.
Oh.
And then it goes back to the verse, I'm like, let's get it. And uh-huh. Back to the verse, another chorus, and I'm like,
Oh no. The Vampire one took like a couple plays, and I'm like, no, I get it. And that's not, I get it, I feel it now. Like, it's just emotional or raw. Aggressive, like, you know, performance. Go for it.
Yeah, that was the one that got cut. My number one album, Angel Face, Steven Sanchez.
Oh, yours hit one. Okay. I liked it a lot.
Two songs I didn't heart. Not to say I didn't like them.
Uh-huh.
But it's just every fucking song hit. When it hits for fucking 39 minutes and straight, uh-huh. Every song hits.
When it hits.
Exactly, and this man, to be so young and to sing of such fucking old man blues, but it connects another timepiece that's nailed the chef's kiss,
yep.
In my opinion. Down to the sonically, like, Laufey, I'm forgetting how it's pronounced.
I don't know how it's pronounced.
the instrumentation and the production of it fits the genre. Or like the time that she's emulating.
Yeah.
But him down to the mixes sound like they fit.
It sounds like it's old. Yeah.
To the same level of like Silk Sonic, the way they did their album. Where it's like it's like they put this into a time capsule. I opened a time capsule and then this album just came out.
And pulled it out. Yeah. I agree completely.
Be More, as you heard, is one of my favorite tracks. But that's not the only one until I found you up there. Evangeline, which is the first, that's how I heard of him. I recommended the single. Now I'm like, multiple times I checked what year it came out.
Yeah, you're like, wait, what?
Can I add this to 2023?
Yeah.
Checked it. I Googled it on YouTube, on Tidal. I'm like, all right.
You called him. You're like, hey, did you drop this year?
Yeah. Great fucking album. Great listen. With most of these on here, I don't see an audience that won't like it. I think most of my list, someone's going to appreciate some aspect to these albums.
Mm-hmm.
But this one more than the others, I'm like, who hates this?
Yeah.
Who doesn't this hit?
Some people don't even like listening to vocals in music. They just listen to instrumental only.
He sounds like an instrument.
Oh, I see. That would be your way in. He's like, hey, it sounds like he's saying words, just pretend it's not words.
Yeah. There's a part in the chorus where he goes,
that's the instrument.
Instrument.
That's vocal chords. That's what that is. That's the instrument.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, that is our favorite stuff. I don't know if any other shout outs for music. If not, we'll wrap it here. That was our favorite, our fave five music albums and music tracks of 2023.
As I said, shout out to Joseph, Permanent Damage, I think.
Yes.
Great song that's tied for sixth place with 17,000 other ones. That album, it was literally that versus SG Lewis to get fifth place.
Ooh, okay. I do have some other shout outs because I was introduced to more artists this year. Shout out to the Lemon Twigs. They have like a 70s vibe / type of, you know, aesthetic going on, and I love it. I heard their album this year. I don't know if, I think they have other projects, but I think it's called Everything Harmony. Oh, hold on. Let me get it correct. Everything Harmony with some very catchy tunes. What else? And then I think that's it for the shout outs.
Shout out Teo, who released an album. It's the guy who sings Buzzed with Jade or Willow Smith.
Oh, okay.
I liked his album. He did a cover to Besame Mucho. Great fucking cover. And that album's pretty solid. So shout outs to him.
Bet. That wraps it for this episode. We'll see you guys next week for what we'll figure out what topic we'll do for which fave five for next week. That is it. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back next week. Bye.